Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What'd you think yesterday if you were able to watch all or part of the, they're calling it the Schiff Show. I'm saying it correctly because Adam Schiff is chair. I mean, it just the jokes write themselves. And I found it to be very off-putting because I kept looking for what exactly we are charging Donald Trump with doing that warrants his removal from office. And I just don't see what's so terrible. But Mark Rush is a professor of politics and law at Washington and Lee, and he joins us this morning. We haven't talked yet. What was your assessment, Mark?
Well, my assessment is you have two radically different versions of the world currently emanating from these hearings. And we all just need to wait and see. I think you're right to be skeptical in the sense of, well, what exactly are the Democrats saying is an impeachable offense? Clearly something. There was a conversation and a lot of back and forth between the Trump administration and the Ukrainian government. Clearly there was some tension at best, some outright competition and whatnot between Giuliani and his role, whatever that role actually was, and the diplomatic professionals who were engaged with the Ukraine and so forth. So at this point, I think that this is round one. This is a 13-round fight. We're going to go through next week. Yovanovitch is up next, and we'll get more information about this when she speaks. Yeah. But at this point, I think it's really hard to tell, except that I'm going to say two things. First, Congress is so partisan at this point that I think it's collectively it's lost credibility in this. If you're going to take on a president and threaten impeachment, it better be bipartisan. And so long as this is partisan, there's going to be a winner and a loser, and whichever party loses is going to lose a lot in the coming congressional election. So that's sort of the temperature I've taken so far.
Do you think that the fired ambassador who will testify today could possibly say anything that would change the dynamic here? I mean, I keep waiting for the bombshell. Like, we have Donald Trump on tape saying, kidnap this person, or you go murder their family, or, you know, they can disappear for a month just to put the pressure on other people. I mean, you know, something where we would all say that is criminal, that is inappropriate, that's illegal, and we're not going to tolerate it. And I hear people bickering over policy issues and how to manage things, and that just doesn't seem like something that we'd throw a president out of office for.
Right. Right now, there's no Nixonian obstruction of justice at this point. There are reports about what the president said in terms of do me a favor and this and that. There are different opinions. Is this the investigation of a former vice president whose kid was involved in something that might have been corrupt? Or is this an attempt to influence the election and take down an opponent in the forthcoming election? And so, again, you have radically different spins on this situation right now. And again, as you say, there's nothing yet that I think is necessarily impeachable. What people say when they're engaging in diplomatic talk on the phone behind closed doors when they're making legislation, no one would want to see that. It's what Bismarck said. You shouldn't see sausage in politics being made. So unfortunately, this is going to come down, I think, I mean, unless there is a bombshell, like you say, to a lot of discussion about what the president meant when he said whatever, what the Ukrainians inferred, what American foreign policy is with regard to Russia and the Ukraine and so forth. But again, at this point, it's round one. They're going to bring out a series of witnesses. Let's see what else they have to say.
As somebody who studies this in the long form, trying to look into the next decade. Okay, so Donald Trump either wins re-election, assuming he's not removed from office, he wins re-election, he doesn't win re-election. But looking 10 years down the road, I got to tell you, I've tried not to get emotional and angry about this stuff, and I'm finding myself at home mad, you know, pounding the table. And that indicate, if, you know, if I'm doing that and I'm making a conscious effort not to get sucked into it, I gotta believe that the country's gonna suffer long term with repercussions. And, you know, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get back at you for what's happening right now on the Hill. Do you think that, I'm assuming the Congress stays the same and members carry over for the next decade, that we're gonna suffer down the road for this?
Absolutely. I think you saw the first stirrings. It will, honestly, it goes back to the Clinton impeachment. You know, you look at this, the issue, the blackface, the high school yearbooks, the digging up of stuff from people's youth. After this, no matter which way this hearing goes, there'll be more of that. It may not be, you know, along the lines of youthful indiscretions, but politics has become so personal and hyperpartisan at this point that I think you're right. People are sitting at home banging the table saying, what the hell is going on in Washington? Why aren't they governing the country? Instead, they're trying to slaughter one another. And it's just bad. It's terrible. There are no sympathetic characters in D.C. right now, and I don't see any true leaders who can really unite the country on the horizon anytime soon. So I think you're right. It's going to be a long, ugly political fallout from this.
Did you see that GOP lawyer who asked questions yesterday? I actually thought he did a pretty good job in his questioning, but I, again, in an attempt to be objective, I don't like the idea of outside counsel in a hearing taking over the role of the elected officials. I mean, that's kind of your job. I mean, it's like going into the hospital. I don't want the junior doctor operating. I hired the surgeon. I want the surgeon to do this. And it just seemed wrong to me, even though I think he did a pretty good job. Do you have an opinion about that?
Yeah, you kind of wonder, why is he there? Why can't the members of Congress do the asking? You know,
yeah.
I just don't understand who are the best supporting actors and actresses here, so to speak. Why are we willing these folks in? Have the members of Congress interview the government officials, the diplomats, and move on. Why is this necessary? You know, if it's a criminal trial, you bring in personal counsel or something. So, yeah, I admit I'm confused, which makes me, honestly, then, you try to be objective, you teach this stuff, you write about it, and you just sit there and you say it's hard really to walk away from this and, again, find a sympathetic or actually sincere character, because it seems both sides are just sharpening their swords, going in for the kill on over something that just doesn't seem to be that big a deal yet.
Yeah.
But this has been our politics for several years. I don't think it's going to get any better, as you said.
Mark Rush is a professor of politics and law at Washington and Lee, and I appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Yep. We'll come back, and we'll check on the traffic this morning and the weather. Little uptick here in the temperatures for another day or so. That's next. News Radio WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.